Welcome back to Eye on Digital Marketing. This is episode 48. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, at More Visibility, one word. Please visit our website, morevisibility.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter and get industry expert tips from our team here at More Visibility on a monthly basis. Today, I am joined by David Hinshelwood. David, this is your second time on the podcast. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It is always a pleasure to be back, Chuck.
And once again, you just got back from another event on the beach, which we used to do these events in hotels. David, I have a feeling maybe you had a hand in this. Now we're doing it at the beach, which is a much better location, in my opinion. How did everything go this morning with the actual live event?
Absolutely. It brings work-life balance to a totally different universe.
I'm sure it does. David, before we jump into our topic today about Google Analytics 4, which everybody, you know, they just cannot get enough content about because it's such a huge shift, can you just remind the audience kind of what your role is on a day-to-day basis and how you work with agencies like More Visibility?
Sure. So I am a senior agency development manager, and essentially my role at Google is to be an agency's biggest cheerleader. So oftentimes we are so involved in accounts, making optimizations, planning strategy. My role is really a step back from that to focus entirely agency-wide. So
gotcha.
New business, upskilling and training, joint business plans, and then of course events like the one today where we come and showcase the partnership.
Yeah.
Since it's not something everyone gets access to, you have to be in the top 3% of agencies countrywide to qualify for our level of support.
There you go. Top 3% of agencies countrywide. And we certainly appreciate all the support that you give us down here in South Florida. All right, David, let's dive into the topic today. Google Analytics 4, this big shift that's happening. I want to talk about kind of just at a high level, this shift from Universal Analytics to Google Analytics 4, because when this announcement was made, obviously there was a lot of commotion and people knew there was going to be a lot of changes coming up. Just at a high level and from your perspective and working at Google, why was this change, you know, so important for the future of data collection?
That's a great question. One of the common misconceptions is that this is simply an upgrade. You're going from an iPhone 10 to an iPhone 14, mm-hmm. but really this is meant to revolutionize the way that we are doing analytics. And the reason being is that the prevailing platform, Universal Analytics, it's built on infrastructure that's over 10 years old, and ultimately it is not able to support where we're heading as an industry with the deprecation of the cookies, additional increased privacy, the need, the need for additional modeling. And
yeah.
So that's really how GA4 was built, is essentially as we are prepping for the deprecation of the third-party cookie, GA4 is really there to anticipate gaps, model, and provide a level of customization that will drive value for agencies and marketers. And this is really born out of regulatory changes and browser updates. And it's meant to be a solution that really is a massive upgrade, if not a totally different product than UA. And it just gives you better control of how data is collected and used based on privacy in the industry.
Yeah, I think the word solution is like a great word to think about when making this transformation. Because I mean, from what you just said and what I've been experiencing with the clients and been reading, it was kind of coming. Like eventually we had to make this shift, I think, just based on where everything was headed towards. You mentioned third-party, first-party data collection. That's a distinction that I definitely want to have you touch a little bit more on, because I've had a lot of questions on that. What's the difference of going from a third-party data collection to this first-party data collection?
Great, great question. And as delicious and fun as cookies sound, the jar is definitely getting a little bit more empty these days.
Yep.
So for folks that maybe not are aware exactly, third-party cookies are just small pieces of tracking code placed on the browser by websites you visit. They'll then collect a bunch of data about you and your behavior, how you browse, your location, your age, your gender, basically the journey you're taking on the internet. And that will no longer be possible. Users will need to actually consent to have any sort of tracking. And so now, instead of collecting information based on someone's journey, you have to collect information based on who they are and how they're engaging.
Interesting.
So that's where the first party comes in. Instead of understanding what's happening across the web, there's now a heavier reliance on what is happening with your own customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And that is essentially why GA4 is so important, is you're now getting such a smaller subset of data that you're going to really need to understand, based on what your average customer or your average journey looks like, what is happening across the web. And so that is really one of the keys, is just we're focusing on solutions, again, that word solution,
yep,
that let you measure your business and control how user data is collected based on these different levels of consent. And then from there, essentially what we're then able to do is model out what others who look like your customers may be doing across the internet, fill in gaps from site to site, from behavior to behavior, so that you are getting a fuller picture even with less data.
Yeah, the modeling component is super important from the experience I have in running, you know, things like lookalike modeling and that type of subset groups. The targeting is very, very good, and we've seen a lot of success with that. So having that door, I guess, more open to that capability when making this transformation, I think is huge. And you mentioned kind of the cross-platform user journey. I imagine that's going to look a little bit different in like the types of reporting or how reporting is actually like done in GA4. Could you touch on that, or maybe shed some light there as well?
Absolutely. So understanding the cross-device, the cross-network journey is going to become more important than ever. Sometimes folks will pick up their mobile device and search across an app or go onto the YouTube app and then finish their search on mobile web.
Right.
And so really understanding that journey is something that is going to become even more vital with third-party cookies going away. And so that is really one of the things that GA4 solves for. So essentially what you're going to be able to do is connect your web and app data. So obviously that's table stakes at this point.
Yep.
But really where it becomes even more advanced is the reporting. So not only are you able to connect the data, but you can basically very quickly dive into insights and understand your users based on where they are on their journey, starting from user acquisition to conversion and retention. And that's what we call event-based data collection. It basically provides you opportunity to connect cross-device data to get full, or as a selfless plug, more visibility into the user journey.
Yeah. I know that that's huge, because I've worked with clients long enough now where it's like that question is always thrown out. Well, like, what did they do before this, or where did they go next, or how did they get, you know, here? And having kind of an ecosystem where your analytics solution is going to bring all that together and maybe show you one or two reports of really like an entire user map is super, super powerful. And I think when marketers start using that and sitting down in meetings, they're really going to have like an aha moment. And then I guess the last thing too, that's just, I would say one of those words like solution, that's like a hot topic word, is artificial intelligence, or, you know, AI, machine learning. Everyone's gotten so used to Google using that and trusting Google's machine learning for their advertisements. Now we see that come into the fold with analytics, where I even remember before the whole GA4 shifts or announcement started to take place, I remember going into analytics one day and seeing like that question bar at the top, where you could like ask it certain things, or it would shoot data points at you like, hey, just to let you know, we were looking at this part of your analytics and maybe you should take a look at your bounce rate for this campaign. And like, so you can see the platform already starting to kind of not think for you, but think with you in a way. So could you maybe talk about how GA4 is going to continue to use the machine learning that Google's put together?
Absolutely. So definitely a crystal ball, but one thankfully that you can actually see directly into and understand. Basically, with GA4, you can now predict customer needs and anticipate growth opportunities, which is something that's key, especially with less and less data.
Yeah.
And so some of these new capabilities that you'll be able to leverage. So GA4 will surface automated insights on your data based on specific data changes, analyze user behavior over their lifetime, or even detect anomalies with the data. So if something is out of the traditional pathway, it's something that will be called out immediately. One of the examples here, so say that your team is running an important campaign to promote your loyalty program. Mm-hmm. However, you're not seeing any loyalty program signups through automated insights, what GA4 is going to be able to do is surface the insight on a dramatic drop in traffic in your website. Through that, basically, your marketing and analytics team will be able to further investigate, basically to understand if the campaign is broken, if it is just not the best time to be running that loyalty program, since GA4 essentially has to supplement the data that you're not able to collect first party.
Right.
It's going to really give these predictive future-facing insights for you to be able to action and actually materialize in your ads.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's a real-life example that many people listening may have just encountered recently. So again, to have a solution and a platform that's kind of on your side and helping you figure these things out, like cutting the time from you doing research. Again, I think 2023 and onward, you know, from everything that I've seen and heard so far with GA4, it is a big shift, but it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, we obviously have been encouraging everyone to start planning that now. So we went over kind of the change from Universal to GA4. We went over that third party, first party, exchange there, how reporting is going to change, filling in these gaps, connecting dots, how machine learning is really going to help you with that solution process and figuring things out quicker. Are there any other tips, David, just on GA4 that you want to kind of leave the audience with today? Because a lot of I think we have kind of three buckets of clients and prospects right now. People who, number one, haven't even started yet, which don't panic if you haven't. You can reach out to us. We can get started immediately. People who are in that transition right now, figuring out that roadmap. And then the third bucket is clients who already have GA4 set up, have mirrored the data, started using it, etc. So just from your perspective, David, any last tips on kind of this migration? Because this is going to be a continued topic for a while.
Absolutely. I think my biggest tip is probably to work with more visibility. As I can attest to, you are living this every single day with clients that are, as you just mentioned, on totally different parts of the journey.
Yeah.
And I think one of the best features of GA4, but one that is a learning curve, is just the level of customization, what you can do with audiences, what you can do with reporting. And so it is not a night and day overnight shift. And so really, my biggest piece of advice is to migrate now. Migrate mm-hmm. while GA Universal Analytics still exists. Migrate while there is still third-party cookies, which will be deprecated in July of 2023. Mm-hmm. And kind of the theme that I always push is to learn in parallel. See what reports you can yeah. mirror that you're doing in UA4, see what additional insights you can drive, but then also understand how the reporting is different. That is going to be invaluable both for your historical data and for your strategy going forward. And if you wait too long to migrate, it's not something that's going to be an option. You're going to lose all of the access to your Data Studio reports, everything historical in UA. And so now, not tomorrow, probably yesterday is the best yeah. time to get started.
No procrastination. So if you're listening to this and you're in bucket number one and everything David just said is really resonating with you, we highly encourage you to reach out to us. info@morevisibility.com is the email. We're happy to connect you with one of our sales members who can talk further about getting you a program. But again, this is serious. It's a good shift, but you have to start now because it is a pretty drastic shift in how you're looking at data, especially if you're running a large business that has many things going on your website. You want to be prepared for this. David, thank you so much for coming back to the podcast. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.